Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, April 8th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and today we want to share a message that we hope will encourage you. Today, the title of our message is Divine Preservation. The very short scripture text is from Psalm 16, verse 1.
Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust.
In our Sunday school class this last week, we studied Psalm 16, a short psalm that can be read in a few minutes and a great source of scriptural comfort. As is often the case, the Lord has used this portion of scripture in my life this week as I have ministered to others. Among Brooksine's many homemaking tasks, the one she especially enjoys, and really she enjoys a lot of them, but she enjoys making jams and preserves. My favorite jam recipe is her strawberry rhubarb, which she preserves during the summer months so that we can enjoy it throughout the year. In fact, as I prepare today's message, I'm having a piece of toasted sourdough bread topped with her delicious preserves. Well, we actually have a photo of the toast on the site today, and she made it look like a June Cleaver table setting for the photo shoot. And we have to explain that June Cleaver goes all the way back to our childhood in a show called Leave It to Beaver, and many of you will not even be familiar with that.
And many of you will. Some 3,000 years ago, the psalmist spoke of another type of preservation. I wonder how many believers down through the ages have identified with it and found comfort in their time of need. This psalm, unlike several others written by David, gives no background regarding the source of his distress. And I find comfort in this general, non-specific description since our distresses vary greatly, yet the prayer we find here is applicable to any need.
David experienced many days when despair would grip his heart. This would blur his vision of a loving and faithful God who provides deliverance from the troublesome circumstances of life. But as he began to meditate on the scriptures, his hope would be renewed and his faith preserved.
Well, we all need divine preservation, don't we? Joseph is a tremendous example that most all readers are familiar with, and you'll read about that in Genesis 37 through 50. Some of our readers are going through a Joseph-type trial and are at the point where Joseph was thrown into the pit. Unable to pull himself out, Joseph could overhear his brothers plotting for his death. God preserved his life in spite of those who plotted his death, but he certainly put him through the pressure cooker of injustice and godless authority.
In severe times of testing, the enemy thoroughly enjoys playing mind games with us where we second-guess our every thought or action. We become fearful, allowing uncertainty to replace our confidence. Sometimes the God-ordained circumstances of life make the appeal for divine preservation all the more urgent and heartfelt. The word preserve translates a very descriptive Hebrew word that literally means to hedge about.
Psalm 16 ends with this wonderful testimony of assurance, a result of a steadfast trust. The psalmist writes, "You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." Friends, you may especially need this reassuring scripture today. Of course, we all do. Our part is placing our confidence in the one who changes not, and we are also to deepen our trust in him.
Bible teacher James Montgomery Boyce observes, and I've liked this quote for many years, "The God of the Bible is not weak. He is strong. He is almighty. Nothing happens without his permission or apart from his purposes, even evil. Nothing disturbs or puzzles him. His purposes are always accomplished. Therefore, those who know him rightly act with boldness, assured that God is with them to accomplish his own desirable purposes in their lives."
And Blaine Allen has said, quote, "Tuck this thought away. Never in eternity will we want to walk up to Jesus and say, 'Oh, I surely wish you had answered my prayer differently.' End quote.
Well, deep in my spirit, I believe that to be true. And I believe you do as well. A hymn writer expressed it another way in the words, "We'll understand it all by and by." We may not understand the current pain, nor may we always see the end purpose on this side. But let's keep trusting. And I want to end Before Brooks Scene Prayers with one of the most familiar verses in the Bible, but so pertinent here. Romans 8:28 states, "For we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose."
Let's pray together. Father, as you call us to walk the narrow path the vast majority rejects, we thank you for the godly examples who have gone before us and shown us the way. Such giants of the faith as Abraham, Moses, Joseph, Paul, and countless others throughout the generations have shown us the way to be faithful even in the midst of adversity. They made great sacrifices in their lifetime to gain an eternal inheritance in heaven. Their sacrifice was temporal and short in duration compared to the eternal pleasures they now enjoy. Help us not to resent the struggles that lead us to seek you in a deeper, more intimate relationship. May we, like Job, declare, "I know that you can do all things. No plan of yours can be thwarted. My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you." Amen. I've added a note today. When undergoing trial, I often reread the story of Joseph and observe the tremendous character that God developed in his life as he went through the refining process of trusting God in the midst of evil and injustice. Like Joseph, we will go through many difficult testings to prove that we are truly of the faith. And I know that I have passed the test when I believe and apply to my heart the words that poured out of Joseph's experience. "What you intended for evil, God meant for good." Even evil must submit to the overall plan God has for our lives. Nothing from Satan's hand can thwart God's purpose for our lives. And I just encourage you today to remember that important truth. And it will give you an absolute peace when the fiery darts that Satan is aiming are directed right at you.
Amen. Well, we are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Tuesday, April 8th, 2008. And I point that out because we place the message each day on the website, but it only remains up a day because our goal is to write a new message each weekday. So if you're listening to this the 8th of April, you'll be fine just going to the website. But otherwise, just go to the previous messages till you get to the message for April 8th, 2008. We do have some additional resources on the site today. A couple of books we recommend in regard to today's topic. And a selection of music by a couple named Christian and Shannon Walker. And there's a song that they sing that I have only heard them sing that has such a powerful message called "God is in Control." It's available as an audio link today just for your listening enrichment. We do have several photos, as I said, up on the site today, and I think we even have some more notes that we made. Really put a lot of thought, extra, more than normal, into today's message. It's on our hearts, specifically because we have a friend going through a hard time, and he's especially on our hearts today. But it could be many of you reading this whom we consider our friends as well. Have a blessed day, and continue to trust in God.